suspected in an attempted murder and arson in Langley yesterday. The estranged wife of Andre Harvey Richard had a restraining order against him.
For more on this, let's bring in News 1130 legal analyst Michael Chapre. Michael, what are the challenges of enforcing a restraining order?
Well, in theory, a restraining order works because it's an order of a court telling someone that they have to either stay a distance away from somebody or their place of work or employment or education, or that they can't contact them directly or indirectly. So it's a court order. The reality of it is, though, it doesn't provide someone with actual protection, and if someone intends to breach their restraining order, it's not that hard to do. They simply go to where they're not supposed to go or contact someone they're not supposed to contact. What it does do is give someone who has got that restraining order as some form of court protection the ability to call the police and say, hey, I have this order in place. This person is breaching it, and the hope would be that they would get a reaction quicker than the average person who might call and say that somebody is bothering them or harassing them.
So these orders then don't always work, and situations can escalate quite quickly.
Well, at the end of the day, the restraining order is just a piece of paper, and if his intention was to have contact, if that's what happened, then clearly he paid no regard to what the court order said, assuming he was aware of it, which I'm sure that he was.
Now, do you feel the laws in place do enough to protect victims of domestic abuse?
Well, the only other option available to the court system is when there is an allegation of a criminal offense, if there was an outstanding allegation of an assault or a threat or a harassment, would be to keep the person in custody. And that is always the concern when you're dealing with a bail hearing involving a domestic assault type situation, is what do you do? If you let the person out, is there a risk that they may escalate their activity?
All right, thanks for joining us, Michael. That was News 1130 legal analyst Michael Chapre.